there. It's called Aubrey. It's hitbound at TMA 652 with Terry Allen. The Destroyer Enlisted Wives Club will hold a monthly meeting February 21st, 10 a.m. at the Naval Base Chapel Center. You are invited. Music from the Spitters. Can it be that I am falling in love? I certainly hope so. WTMA time is 6:57 with Terry Allen, Seals and Croft. Coming back, don't fly away, fly away.
WTMA, Charleston.
7 o'clock. Good evening. This is Terry Allen, WTMA News. Six members of a Lawrence County family died early today when fire swept through their small frame home. The victims were identified as 24-year-old Henry West, his 25-year-old wife Clara, and their children, 8-year-old Lane, 6-year-old Beverly, and 2-year-old twins, Doris and Norris. The fire was discovered by a neighbor about 4:15 this morning, who told authorities the front of the house was engulfed in flames when she first saw the blaze. Lawrence County coroner said that the cause of the fire was still under investigation. He added, however, that indications were that it might have been started by an oil-burning heater. Star Car King Richard Petty has captured an unprecedented fourth Daytona 500 race today with a two-lap victory at the famed 2.5-mile oval. Petty took the lead with 15 miles to go in the race when Buddy Baker blew an engine. Baker, the pole sitter, had dominated the race from the start until the mishap occurred. Bobby Isaac, driving a Ford, finished second, two laps behind Petty. An investigation continues today into the shooting death of a North Augusta man early yesterday by a highway patrolman. Authorities said patrolman C.D. Hudson stopped Maxie Allen Calloway of North Augusta for speeding and driving without headlights on Interstate 85 near Spartanburg. Authorities said Calloway attacked the patrolman, and of course he had to defend himself. Hudson Willoughby routinely charged with murder, or rather Hudson will be routinely charged with murder pending investigation. A prominent Lancaster surgeon was beaten to death and his wife injured Friday night in an apparent robbery attempt at their home. Dr. J.D. Pittman, 68 years old, died of head injuries about 4 hours after a man broke into his home where he and his wife had been watching television. The Lancaster Medical Society has offered a $2,000 reward for information about the murderer. The president of the National Newspaper Association will be the principal speaker at the annual meeting of the South Carolina Press Association. J.M. Cornwell, who is publisher of the Murray Eagle in Murray, Utah, will speak on Friday to a group meeting in Columbia. State Attorney General Daniel McLeod will also speak on freedom of information and shield laws. The Georgetown steel plant has had its first fatality since the start of production in 1969. Authorities say 26-year-old Bunky Ward died yesterday when he slipped and fell while making an adjustment on moving equipment. An inquest that was started yesterday morning has been adjourned until Tuesday night. South Carolina farmers and fishermen who didn't file a declaration of estimated federal individual income tax by January 15th may have a tax deadline of March 1st. The Internal Revenue Service says that if you earned at least two-thirds of your gross income from farming or fishing but didn't file an estimate by January 15th, you must file your return by March the 1st. WTMA News Time, 7:03.
Belk of Northwoods brings you an endless season of fashion.
Belk of Northwoods is for every season of a woman's life, with exciting fashions for every day of her life. Pants and tops for busy mothers, dresses and pantsuits for career gals, and elegant designer fashions. Belk of Northwoods opens this endless season of fashion to you Thursday, this Thursday, February 22nd.
Six members of a Lawrence County family died early today when fire swept through their small frame home. Charleston skies are cloudy. It's 39 degrees. That's WTMA News and what's happening for Sunday, February 18th, 1973.
One man back. 1250 presents Terry Allen.
Good evening to you at 707 at WTMA. Good evening to you at 7:39 with Terry Allen at the Big 1250. Get on board that love train with the OJs. WTMA time 7:42.
See me.
Peter Townsend and the Who at See Me, Feel Me from the rock opera Tommy. WTMA time 7:45. Cloudy skies, 38 degrees right now in the port city. Our low tonight will be in the lower 30s. High later tomorrow will be in the lower 50s. WTMA is forecasting partly clear, slowly rising temperatures tonight and on Monday. Winds are easterly at 10 miles an hour. High tide coming up at 9:01 in the harbor. Right now it's 38 degrees at WTMA.
You came here from the country. You left your pa and your ma.
You're Terry on the radio, Johnny Mitchell. Until next time, Charleston, I love you madly. Mwah!
Here's what the gang down at Shoney's has to say.
Belk of Northwoods brings you an endless season of fashion.
Belk of Northwoods is for every season of your life, especially for guys, gals, and jeans. Guys who know where the flair is. Gals who know the super looks and how to put them together. Yes, Belk is the superstore for young guys and gals, and Northwoods is where you put it all together. Come Thursday, this Thursday, February 22nd.
This is WTMA Radio, Charleston. It's 8 o'clock.
Casey Kasem, this is American Top 40, and welcome to our weekly countdown of the 40 best-selling songs in the USA. The list we use is from the most authoritative survey in the record business, Billboard's Hot 100. Six new songs on American Top 40 debuting this week. Some winners. We'll be hearing them on our way to number one.
Billboard's number 40.
The first of our chart records debuting this week is done by a group that first started singing together back in 1958. Their first hit was in 1961. They have a